Before most of us are off work, 50 people had already signed in at the open house at the Nugget Mall about the intersection of Egan Drive and Yandukan Drive. There's a lot of community interest in what can be done about this problematic junction. The department is planning for this project differently than it usually does. The process distinctions are pretty in the weeds, but what you should know is this approach gives the public more influence earlier on. Ben Story is the Department of Transportation's South Coast Region Environmental Manager.
That intersection is a choke point. You know, when there's an accident, things shut down, thousands of people are not going to get by for a while, right? Can we show that via our dialogue with the public and really show that, yes, there is something wrong at this intersection and it needs attention?
The department is bouncing the range of intersection improvement ideas off the community to narrow its list down to what has public support. Normally, the department would evaluate options internally and back a specific approach before the public formally weighs in. The emphasis on public dialogue is also important because, by the numbers, it's not an exceptionally dangerous or congested intersection. State and federal officials normally weigh those metrics heavily when they rank projects for major funding. Public input may help get across that this intersection is a major choke point in Juneau's unique geography and help its chances of getting funded. Transportation officials presented several possible improvement options and logged 42 written comments. More are likely to come in the mail on the pre-addressed comment forms they distributed. They shared several ideas for reconfiguring the intersection on blown-up aerial images put on easels. Public opinion doesn't appear to be gelling around any one fix.
A lot of us wonder why the easiest solution isn't just connecting at the McNugget intersection to Old Glacier Highway behind Fred Meyer. I would close all turns across Egan Expressway at that intersection. I think most of the people making a left-hand turn into Fred Meyer, they could use that old Glacier Highway entrance.
That's Susan Hickey. Steve Tran was a fan of the option traffic consultants backed, an overpass with on-ramps and off-ramps.
I like the one they have, you go to circle, the one number three. Mm-hmm. That's what I like more.
Overpass and traffic circles.
Yeah.
Karen Smith thinks that's overkill.
So overpass, not into it?
I don't think it's needed. I think it'd be a much more expensive option than a red light.
And Dave Hanna had an idea that wasn't considered in the initial traffic study. Eliminate left turns at the Egan-Yandukan intersection and rebuild the McDonald's Nugget Mall intersection as an interchange with access to Glacier Highway behind the Fred Meyer.
Do grade separation at the McDonald's intersection. Eliminate that light. Do an overpass there.
That means an overpass there. Oh, I see.
Right.
I see.
It did sound like people are unhappy with the status quo, unregulated left turns across two lanes of highway traffic. The department is aiming for a final report from this stage of the planning process next year, sometime between July and September. That would lead into the design and construction process. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.